Yeah.
Hi, may I speak to Yura?
That's me.
Hi, my name is Jackie, calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation.
This is not a good time. I'm in the middle of making dinner.
Oh, you don't have a few minutes?
Is this a few minutes?
Yes, just okay. A few minutes. Okay, thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
May I ask your age?
87.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My vote?
Your race.
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you. Please rate the level of motivation for voting in next year presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not motivated at all, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
I'm extremely motivated.
So which number would you pick from 0 to 10?
Oh, 8.
8. Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Which of the following issues are more important to you in the next year's congressional elections? So I'm going to read a list, and you pick two, please. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, crime and violence, healthcare costs, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, immigration and border security, and protecting our democracy and freedom. Can you please select two of those?
How am I supposed to remember all this? I definitely would check the tax and the criminality.
Crime and violence?
Yeah.
And you said taxes, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Okay. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Is that very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Well, it used to be when I was still working. Does that count?
Well, right now, are you experiencing any sexism?
No, right now, I'm an old lady.
Okay, so would you say not often or not at all?
Not at all.
How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
You're very concerned.
I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. So 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel either or. So please use a scale from 0 to 100. The first one is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. What number would you use from 0 to 100?
If I'm
40?
No. If I'm 40?
No. Like, how favorable are you towards them? So towards,
okay.
Yeah, from 0 to 100.
80.
Okay. Tim Scott?
Who?
Tim Scott.
I don't know him.
You don't know him? Okay, fine. Cornel West?
I don't know him.
Okay, Joe Biden?
No.
From 0 to 100? You don't know him?
Do I know him? Do I favor him?
Yeah, how favorable is he to you? So, from 0 to 100?
10.
Okay. The National Rifle Association, or the NRA?
5.
Donald Trump?
0.
Black Lives Matter?
50.
The Republican Party?
30.
Awesome. Okay, now let's move to the next one. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
I would vote for the best current, best whoever he is.
Cornel West, the independent?
Yeah.
How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all worried?
I'm not that worried.
Okay. Now, let me read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, tell me whether you agree or disagree. The first one is, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree, yes.
It's strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
More than somewhat. I agree fully.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly,
okay. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. You agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. America is on the path to another civil war. You agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. American democracy is under major threat now. You agree or disagree?
No.
Disagree?
Yeah, I disagree, yeah.
Okay, is that strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. You agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay, is that somewhat or?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, and the last one says, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. You agree or disagree to that?
I disagree.
Thank you. Is that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose that?
I strongly disagree.
Strongly oppose?
Oppose, yeah.
Okay. Now, let me read two statements some people have made. Tell me which one you agree with more. So the first one says, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school's libraries can carry. Or, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. So do you agree more with statement A or B?
I just disagree.
Okay. Oh, so which statement would you say? The first one or the second one? Or would you like me to repeat them?
Yeah, would you? Because I forgot.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. I can totally repeat them. No, don't worry. So the first one says, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Okay, that's the first one. The second one says...
Oh, okay, I just disagree.
Okay, so let me read the second one. Schools must teach multiple point of view on banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. So you agree more with A or with B?
I agree more with B.
With B, okay. And is that somewhat agree with B or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important. For each one, I read, tell me if it's important to you, using a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means it's not at all important. 5 means it's somewhat. And 10 is extremely important. So equal economic opportunities for all. How important is that to you from 0 to 10?
Oh, 10.
Okay. Freedom to protest the police or government from 0 to 10.
10.
A commitment to Christian ideals.
5.
Okay. Immigration to this country.
5.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
The right to bear arms.
5.
Police that treat everyone the same. How important is it from 0 to 10?
Oh, 10.
10, okay. Now we're getting to the last part. I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. So for each one I read, please scale from 0 to 10 how strongly you agree with it. So 0 means that you do not agree, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 10 means you strongly agree, okay? The first one says, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10, how much you agree?
10.
Okay, thank you. The second one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may be not at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. So I'm fair to understand how strongly you agree with it.
I agree. 10.
All right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. The level of motivation for voting next year presidential election in November using a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated. So how would you rate that?
10.
Okay, perfect. So which of the issues that we have discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation?
My change in motivation?
Yes. We saw at the beginning you said you were 8 motivated, and now you said 10. So there's been a change, and I would like to know
what made you change your mind. In the course of the questions that were asked, I realized I shouldn't make it 10,
Okay, so what exactly was it? And I need to type this in, if you can please tell me.
Well, you said it was 8, and now I changed to 10.
Yes, and which of the issues that we discussed made you realize that you needed to change that? Any specific one?
Nothing specifically, like overall.
All of it?
So, say all of it, yeah.
Okay. Now, these are my last questions, okay, just for statistical purposes. What was the last year of school that you completed?
1954.
No, the last year of schooling that you completed, was that high school graduate, some college graduate?
It was high school.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Is that twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Never, okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Is that urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
All right. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
All right, so that was my last question. Thank you so much for staying with me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.